CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam.
Yeah, mate.
That was the show. I mean, no, that wasn't. Well, yeah.
This is the show
this
coming up.
This is the show.
Yeah, so you're still learning.
So I feel like an absolute boss, babe, though.
Coming up on today's show, Ari pressed the buttons for the entire show. So.
The entire show. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll just do it to, like, 7, because hashtag nervous.
I was never going to let that happen. I was planning on sitting here the entire show.
Did you have a fun day over there?
Yeah, mate.
You're just chilling, relaxing.
Yeah, the temperature's better on this side of the studio. Your face is flushed as after today's show.
I have a feeling it's because the air is going directly to your face, whereas mine, it's going to the back of my head, which means my face is...
I can't. Heat.
Or maybe it's the equipment. Maybe it's the desk that is warm.
Don't know. I can't feel the air because the air is currently on cool coming out of the air conditioner, which is on your side, just above you. I can't feel it from here.
No.
But you are flushed, Az. Look at your cheeks. You look like me.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm running the desk, so I thought I better get some flush
get some
in the
flush
face
going
just
too.
For you.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You're welks, mate.
We also chatted about sleeping clothed or naked.
Yes, listen in to find out those dates because they are hilarious.
Yep, we even found out from the street team, which is good.
Oh, my God, that was quality content, by the way.
We talked about the writer's workshop coming up in Devonport too.
Yeah, we survived. That's pretty much the biggest news of today.
We're alive. Ari didn't press the button that kills us on the desk, which is
no
good.
No off-air alarms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no secret sounds. Or maybe just a couple.
Here's the show.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Fun fact, guys. I'm running the desk today on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Very special show, so if you hear any silence, any off-airs.
Maybe just give us a buzz just in case. We should still be okay. We'll still be here. Very nervous. Hands are shaking.
Are they?
Palms are sweating.
Knees
what's
weak.
The Eminem song?
Arms are heavy.
There
vomit
we go.
On your sweater.
Yeah,
you do have vomit on your sweater.
I do.
Is that
not
your mum's spaghetti?
I do not. All lies. Adam, what's coming up on the show today?
Oh, we got the trivia troll, don't we? We're going to actually chat to someone involved in this Devonport writer's workshop too. Find out more about that later.
Maybe that's something we could also potentially do too, because I'm not that great at writing. Maybe I could write us some jokes while I'm there.
Since you're anchoring the show, I assume you've got some today in history and some dog news.
I've got absolutely nothing prepared.
Don't worry, I've got it. Don't worry, I brought it in.
And we're also talking on our Facebook page. Usually you'd press a button that goes ding, 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 but I don't know how to do that, so.
Yeah, well, we want to know, do you sleep nude or clothed? There's a doctor on TikTok. I think he's a bit of a quack because he has all kinds of other claims he makes on TikTok. But he reckons you should, for the sake of your partner, at least sleep in underwear because the average person pops off, farts, toots. 15 to 25 times a day. So.
But you got to let yourself breathe. I got told you're not supposed to wear undies to bed because you got to let yourself breathe.
Right.
Have some space.
Right.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, Ari is anchoring and running the show today, so let's ease in. You're doing really well so far.
Thank you.
So far,
you're
nailing
so proud.
It.
Also, can I just mention that Daz next door looked in and like had a massive grin on his face. He's a proud papa bear.
So proud, wasn't he? So let's ease in. We'll tell you about the win on the web comp this week. Nice and easy, eh?
Do a courtesy flush and make sure you enter for this week's win on the web.
Stitched yourself up.
Yeah, I did stitch myself up just there. Why are we doing a courtesy flush, Ads?
Because if you enter at cfmtaz.com.au this week, as many times as you like, we're giving you the chance to win a prize pack from Australia's new fun air freshener and toilet spray brand, Mask.
Yeah.
These new products have exploded in Australia. Much like the explosions that may happen in your toilet that you need to use these to cover.
Or like our Facebook topic as well, if there are some, you know, getting let loose in the...
You could spray it in the bedroom,
yes,
if your partner farts
sheets,
in bed.
Yeah, just they've got a air freshener as well, so...
Oh, Ari, no need to use the sound effects.
That was definitely you.
That's mask, hand and surface sanitizer. Say goodbye to cheap smelling sanitizers with our to die for fragrance range from Mask.
CFM.
Would you rather sleep nude or clothed? Because a doctor on TikTok, this video has racked up more than 10 million views, by the way.
Yeah, it sure has.
Has it? Do you know that it has?
I don't know. I'm watching the buttons, Adam. I can't pay attention.
This doctor reckons you need at least underwear on because people fart in their sleep. So for the sake of your partner, you should wear at least undies. Although he does clarify for women, if your gynecologist tells you to sleep without underwear, then listen to him.
See, that's the breathing situation I was mentioning before.
I never sleep nude. I can't stand it. I feel dirty. I wake up dirty, like me ghoulies have gotten dirty from the dirty bed.
It's such a weird way of saying it.
But even in the summer, I'll sleep like full pajama pants on, a shirt, sweating. I love it.
But you get quite hot anyway.
But I've told you, I like to be hot in my sleep.
It's so strange. So strange.
I like to be cold in the day.
Yeah.
Or in the studio.
Well, my theory is I have to sleep with something warm on when we're getting up super early.
Yeah.
Because the thought of getting out of bed, like if you were naked in bed and had to get up at 3:30 in the morning, it's freezing.
Yeah, well, that's another reason.
So if I'm fully clothed when I get out of the bed at that time, it's a little bit easier to get up.
Yeah.
Just the slightest bit.
So our verdict is sleep clothed, but if you...
Sometimes. In summer, nude, because then you're too hot.
You have it all lopped out in the summer, do you?
Yeah.
Nah, see, in the summer, I'm the same. Pajama pants and a shirt.
So strange.
Covered in sweat. Hit music. Ari and I... Well, Ari reckons in the summer we'll lop it out, but in the winter, keep clothed.
To be honest, I'm like, whatevs. Like, I don't like doing washing. So, like, sometimes I might wear a top but nothing down below, or below, nothing on top. You know, whatevs. Mm. Whatever floats your boat at that certain time. I have a question for you, though. What happens if you get robbed in the middle of the night and you're sleeping naked and you're like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Then you've got to get up, chuck clothes on go see what's happening. What happens if you get kidnapped
in the middle of the night and you're naked? Yeah.
I used to, like, think I should have a bag next to the bed with, like, shoes, because in movies when people are running away, they never have shoes on.
Oh, what about, like, fire emergency or something?
Yeah.
You have to quickly get out and you're flipping and flopping.
So maybe in a hotel room, leave the clothes on, because you're more likely to have a fire emergency or an evacuation, probably at a hotel.
I personally, under any circumstance, will not sleep nude, even in a hot 30-degree night. A shirt... And sometimes under extreme circumstances, I'll sleep with no shirt, but I'm not comfortable or happy about it.
Mm.
Even after I lay down with a lady, make passionate love with her, I'll put the clothes on afterwards.
Will
every
you?
Time, yeah, they get real weird about it. It's like, nah, but I don't like it.
It's the skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah,
it's like the bonding.
The thing I don't like is the skin-to-sheets contact. It's all like, I don't like it. Old Sam has commented on the Facebook post saying, bare pyjamas every night, farts are coming either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, isn't that the truth?
That is a point, though. This doctor, you know, is the underwear really protecting anyone from the fart particles?
No.
Surely not.
No.
If the smell and the air can get through and the sound, surely the particles can. Trivia try. 1-300-655-922 is the number. You're welcome to turn that song down a bit. There you
go. Sorry, I forgot to fade it. One mistake for today. You can note that down, Ads.
Yeah, we're just jotting it down now. 1-300-655-922 is the number. To play Trivia Troll, we ask you a trivia question, you answer it on the phones, and we put you in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals, and Jensen's Quality Metalworks themselves. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. All right, we've got a question, don't we?
We do.
Fairly easy if you've been listening to the show or you've been on our social media today or on the Facebook anyway. I don't think we put it on the Insta, but, I mean, there's heavy clues there. The question is, there's a doctor on TikTok that's claimed you shouldn't sleep nude. What's his reason? Why does he think you shouldn't sleep nude?
I really want to play this.
There you go.
It is time for Trivia Troll. 1-300-655-922. We are going to go to the lines right now. Oh, my God, I don't know how to answer the phone.
Just pick it up and it should be...
Hello, C of M. Who's this?
Michael.
Hello, Michael. And Michael, where are you from?
From Burnie.
Michael from Burnie. Okay, Adam, what was the question today?
Question is, there's a doctor on TikTok claiming you shouldn't sleep nude, Michael. What's his reason?
He reckons that the fart particles for your partner.
That's absolutely right, Michael. Couldn't have put it better myself. We'll throw you in the drawer for the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Are you a nude sleeper or a clothed sleeper, Michael?
Clothes.
Yeah, good work, mate.
Good work, mate. Okay, Michael, we'll chuck you in the drawer to win that awesome prize. Adam's just going to stay there and grab your details.
All right, thank you.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
All right, Ari, it's the 8th of September today. Why don't we have a look at it?
Okay, Adam. Sorry, I'm concentrating.
Ari's running the desk today. All right. On this day in 1979, Alicia Moore was born in Pennsylvania. Big day, Alicia Moore born.
Sorry, who?
You don't know Alicia Moore?
No.
I didn't think you would. No one knows who she is unless you call her by her other name, Pink.
Oh!
There you go.
Okay. No worries, mate.
On this day in 1988, Elton John's costumes and memorabilia fetched $6.2 million at a Sotheby's auction in London.
That's a whole lot of cash money.
Do you think one day all our Fancy Friday costumes will fetch such a price?
Oh, maybe. I actually did order two new outfits, like, on payday last week.
For Fancy Friday?
Yeah, because you were giving me a bit of heat.
Well, I just get worried about your commitment to Fancy Friday because...
Well, I spent like $200.
Because even sometimes you do dress fancy, but then you put a dressing gown over it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but sitting next to that window is freezing.
I'm trying the window out today and I like it.
You're literally like putting your whole body against the window so you get the cool.
When I get that heat rash, I can press it up against the glass, you know, cool down. On this day in 1989, Tim Bergling was born in Stockholm, Sweden. You know Tim Bergling?
Can't seem to remember who Tim is.
Many people know him by his name Avicii.
Oh, what is with you today and saying their real names? We want to know their show names.
Avicii was born 1989, so he's 2 years older than me.
Do you feel old?
No, because he's older than me. So he's old. I'm young. I'm only 30. Young and new by all.
Okay, what else is on today's history?
On this day in 2006, Peter Brock died. Do you remember him?
I do, actually.
It was a big deal when
driver?
He died.
Driver or something?
Australian race car driver. He crashed into a tree on Targa West, a rally run near Perth.
Yeah.
He was 61. I didn't realise he was 61, but yeah, that was a big news story when that happened. And on this day in 2011, the Oprah Winfrey Show began on US television, the new one that she created.
Yeah, you know what? I thought, because I was running the desk today, that I had to actually prepare Today in History. So I knew about the Peter Brock one and the Oprah Winfrey one, because I was like, they're the only two people I knew in the whole list of Today in History.
There you go. I would have been interested to see your Today in History.
Yeah, well, it pretty much was just talking about Oprah. So I was like, bless.
Ari, you have a dog named Santi, don't you?
Yeah, I get to press the dog barking button. I love this. I do have a dog, Adam.
Would you say you and Santi, your dog's relationship is that of like a mother, caregiver and child?
Yeah, I'm a dog mum.
Well, there's new studies out that says the dog-owner relationship has similar mechanisms to infant-mother bond. Dogs develop a strong relationship with their owners. They do not just love their human caregivers, they are attached to them. So they use the owner as a secure base at unfamiliar places and as a safe haven in case of danger. So if Santi's like unsure of the surroundings, does she sort of cling to you, use you as as an anchor?
For example, like fireworks or really bad weather. Yeah, she definitely comes a lot closer.
Possibly some stuff firing off in her brain that's similar to the infant-mother relationship that happens in the brain.
Bless, so she does know I'm her mum.
Well, they wanted to study further what brain mechanisms can be associated with the attachment that dogs have to their human caregivers. So to answer the question, Hungarian researchers combined behavioural and brain data of family pets. Dogs' attachment behaviour towards the owners was assessed with something called the strange situation test, and while the test was being administered, they were in a MRI so they could look at what's happening in their brains.
Ooh.
In the MRI, dogs listened to the praising and meaningless speech spoken by their owner and a familiar person. Now, the current results show that one, dogs can recognise their owner's voice outside of other people's voices.
Yeah.
And the owner's voice is more rewarding for more attached dogs. So if the dog's more attached to their owner, more stuff happening in the brain. But they did find that it's the same part of the brain that happens in an infant-mother relationship. So these findings reveal that the dog owner and the infant-mother relationships are more similar than we previously thought. So Santi pretty much thinks you're her mum.
I love that.
Well, the same stuff's happening in her brain as as would be happening with her mum.
Bless.
And that's today's dog news. All's well that ends well.
Yeah, that's today's dog news. I just want a
dog. Song snag.
It is Song Snag. If you can identify the following snagged song, give us a buzz at 1-300-655-922. If you're correct, we'll chuck you in the weekly prize pool, the winner of which will receive waffles for two at Windows on Westella. And it's Wednesday today, which is the day they have their Wednesday waffle special between 3pm and 4pm. Only on Wednesdays you can get 25% off waffles. And Ari snagged it today, haven't you?
I have snagged. It's badly snagged.
Badly snagged. Well, I don't know. You haven't heard. Let's see how badly. Badly snagged.
Think of those waffles.
Right.
It does sound like a little bit like it's not snagged quite smooth as yours. But that's fine.
Hit music.
The phones are lighting up, Adam.
Go for it.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Don't worry,
Jess,
Sean,
I'm
sorry. Ari's Sean, I can't think of the song. Thanks.
No worries.
Can't think of the song, no worries.
I'll take bye.
Bye. Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hello, it's Courtney.
Hi, Courtney, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
And Courtney, where are you from?
Bernie.
Courtney from Bernie. All right, I'm going to play you the snagged song. All right, what do you think it is?
Is it SOS, Mariana?
It is!
Stop the first one. There you go.
Learning the desk, Courtney, but well done. You've got it correct.
Awesome, thank you.
We'll chuck you in the drawer for those waffles for two at Windows on Westella. Stay there. Adam's going to get your number. C-F-F. Okay, so you know how we're training for Bernie Tetton?
Not yet, but we're going to.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, okay, let's come to the studio in the morning, 4. We'll walk here.
Yeah.
Together.
Not convinced yet, but...
There's a reason why. Because it's spring, and I live, like, there's a lot of empty grass patches around the blocks where I live. Walking the dog, I look like a complete weirdo because it's been sunny, right, over the weekend, last couple of days. So during the day when we knock off... I'm walking around like fully clothed, head to toe, sunnies on, hood on, because it's spring and I don't want to get swooped.
Yeah, by the birdies.
So it's like, do you want to get fit for summer bod, or do you want to get swooped?
You are scared of birds as well. We'll be sitting on the ground, like on a chair, and you'll be scared of a bird that's up on the gutter of a roof. Because
you can, they're vicious and you can hear them.
You'll be cowering in fear from
it. And it's spring. They're having their babies, they're protecting their nests, and you just don't know when they're going to come after you.
Yeah.
So I have to, because there's something to do with like my neck. So I have to like, you know, protect my neck. So I've got the hood on and it's bloody hot, like it is so hot, fully clothed, jumper and all to protect myself. So do you get swooped in the morning, like when, like at night time?
Well,
like
here's the thing though, I know for a fact that plovers are awake at all times. They sleep like a bit at a time, so that's why you hear plovers in the middle
all
of the night. Yeah. So,
but I don't think I've seen any plovers from the station down to the lights down there, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, Don Road is lit up.
So it's good to know what your actual motivation is, because I'm like, why the hell do you want to meet to train for the Bernie 10 before this show at 4 a.m.?
There's a couple things. It's a lot lighter here than where I live at that time in the morning. Yeah. Two, you're a lot taller than me.
So you want me to get swooped. But if we train after the show or in the middle of the day, I'm still taller than you. I'll still get swooped in the day instead.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like more protected in the morning that early.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you keen? You keen to protect me from the birds?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the birds. It's the 4 a.m. start that I'm a bit worried about.
That's fine. We'll be fine. It's time to train.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I just want to say that Adam just looked over the desk with the weirdest expression on his face and I was like, what have I done?
You do that to me every time. I was just checking that they were on program.
Yeah, we're all good, Adam. All right, I've been running the desk since 6 o'clock this morning. I've only made 2 mistakes.
Yeah, it's a very special Adam and Ari. Yeah. Ari's anchoring. I'm loving it. I'm kicking back here. This is so easy on this side.
Yeah, grab yourself a bubbles or something.
Champagne breakfast.
Yeah, of sparkling water.
Coming up this hour, we're checking in with the street team, finding out where they are, what they got. Word sandwiches on the way as well. Birthday book. Get your entries
so
in.
So much going on.
We're going to chat with Karen Beatty about this writer's workshop happening in Devon. Sounds pretty interesting. It's a 10-week course.
Yeah, pretty legit too. I think we should go to prepare our jokes, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe we should do some stand-up comedy while we're at it.
Wouldn't it, would it? Or maybe we should write a sitcom.
I cannot write a joke to save my life. Or say it, or repeat it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Bidding you free stuff.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
See me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Alrighty, 14 minutes past 8, we're going to check in with them, find out where they are, what they got. First, we'll go to Delilah. Now, Delilah, before you tell us what you got, where you are, would you rather sleep clothed or in the altogether?
Oh, man, I can't sleep in the altogether. I actually have this weird thing. Everybody thinks I'm weird for it, but I have to sleep in socks.
Oh,
like, everybody tells me that's really gross, but I have to. Like, I can't not sleep in socks.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, my feet just get cold and I don't get any sleep.
Okay. What about other than the socks? So completely nude except socks.
Oh no, I'm like a matching flannelette PJ girl, yeah. Like the set.
Nice.
The button up top, long sleeve
totally.
With the pants.
Winter vibes.
Yeah, they gotta match too, otherwise I'm not having it.
What about summer?
Summer? Yeah, that's just like we just go to shorts and a t-shirt.
Good, yeah. I like it. I like it.
On to the important note. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
This morning I am down at Don River Railway in Devonport. I have a bunch of goodies as always. I have CFM Friends with Benefits key tags and CFM stickers. I have fresh bread from Cripps Master Loaf. I have yogurt from Tasmania's West Haven. Pretty fancy. I've got Optus pens and lollipops. I have Franjo's lactation cookies, which I am running low on, guys. You know how much I love them. Come down and get one from me. They're really tasty. I can speak for myself. So come and see me in the CFM Cruiser down at Don River Railway in Devonport. I will be here until 8:30 or until I run out.
Awesome. Thank you, Delilah. Okay, Takesha, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at Domino's Pizza in Burnie. And on board, I've got toy trains and stickers thanks to Tazrail, free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, Tasmania West Haven Mini Moo yogurts, which I have taste tested and they're delicious. I've got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk and fresh bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. And of course, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags as well. So come and see me. I'm at Domino's Pizza in Burnie in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Hey, Takesha, how do you sleep?
Well, it really depends. I mean, it's winter and it's very, very cold. So usually it's tights and a tank top or maybe shorts and a tank top.
Mm.
Yeah, what about summer?
In summer? Yeah.
Oh, look out.
usually it is just probably one of my partner's T-shirts, if
okay.
that.
Okay, oh. Yeah, nicely done.
He'll be loving awesome. That.
Hit music. Music.
Daisy's commented this, Ari. After 4 boys, clothes all the time, don't need any more children. Can be risky. Tahana has written in, Ari, and said,
yeah.
I hated sleeping with anything on, but now I've got a 10-day-old baby, and if I sleep with nothing on, we get covered in milk.
Word sandwich.
More. All right, we fired up the word machine, Thea. She's in, she's ready to go. If you can identify what word goes in the middle of the following two words, give us a call at 1-300-655-922 and we'll put you in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. Come in and taste the difference at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. All right, Thea, what do we have today?
Oh, Thea.
Your words today are hard and shop.
Hard and shop, Ari.
Hard and shop.
CFM.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, Ari. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Sean. And Sean, where are you from?
Somerset, mate.
Somerset. Now, you didn't know the song Snag this morning.
No, I didn't. I bugged it up there.
No, you definitely, possibly bugged it up. All right. We'll give you the word sandwich words from Thea.
You got to press them.
Sorry, that's a lie.
Your words today are hard and shop.
What do you think, Shawnee?
What do you think it is?
Is it lolly?
It's not lollies. That's a good one, though. It's not what we're looking for, though.
No, it's not. Sorry. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello, it's Desiree.
Hello, Desiree. Des. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
And good. Good, thank you. And sorry, where were you from, Desiree?
Rocky Cape.
That's it. All right. Thea, we'll give you the words again.
Your words today are hard and shop.
All right. What do you think the word is that goes in the middle?
Is it work?
Yay!
The word for my sandwich is work. Hard work. Workshop.
Good work, Des.
Congratulations, awesome. Des. You're in the draw to win that awesome prize, the $50 voucher to spend at McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Kid music. Music.
All right, on the line we have Karen Beattie. We want to know more about this writer's workshop happening in Devonport, Karen. So can you give us a quick overview of what it's about?
Basically, on a Sunday afternoon, a group of us get together and share what we've written, all different genres, lots of them, lots of different people. If you want critiques, you get critiques. If you want editing help, you can get that. And at the end of the year, we put together an anthology of works we've done from the year, and you can claim you're a published author.
Oh, that's awesome. And so it's obviously a writer's workshop. So is this any sort of writing? Like, is it stories, poems, songs? Yeah. It's anything?
Anything. We've had songwriters. We've got people who have been in our group who are now published authors of novels, romance, and science fantasy. We've got a guy who writes really great steampunk.
Cool.
And a couple of fellas who only write poetry. So we go from the 20s up to one lady's in her 90s. It's only a couple of hours, but if you want to get into the editing side of it and stuff like that, we've got options for that as well.
Yeah, so, wonderful. And it's a 10-week course?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. The lady who runs it gives us homework each week, and then we discuss it, and or if you want to discuss it, you can. If not, you just do some writing on it, and we can give feedback if you want it. Some people don't. They just want to be there for the social aspect. That's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, it starts Sunday, the 26th of September from 3 to 5 p.m. And it costs $60 at the Devonport Playhouse.
That's right.
And that's the corner of Forbes and Charles Street in Devonport.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. And for anyone listening, why should they do it?
Why?
In your words,
because everyone's got a story in them, and some people just need a bit of a nudge to get it out onto that blank page. And it's actually really good. I've been going for over 15 years, and I've actually got way more done just because you've got someone to give you some feedback and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. What about kids? Kids welcome to go to. I know we've got some young achievers here on the Northwest Coast.
You have. We've actually, the lowest we've probably had is grade 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly, there is a venue for kids younger than that the same lady runs at the Devonport Library.
Oh, awesome.
They meet for primary schools and that young, but we've definitely had grade 9, 10s come.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And it's great for accountability as well to actually make sure that you do the work. If you are planning on writing a novel or a book or a song, I definitely think that's a great way to have that accountability partner or group in that aspect.
It is, and also when you write it down on the page, you don't notice how many times you stop halfway through a sentence and start a totally different thought in the middle of it.
Yeah, so, definitely.
It really is good. The group's really great. There's people from all walks of life and we all just get on. It's nice.
Yeah.
So.
And to book, where can everyone go to book?
The phone number and the email address on the poster are mine. So
yep, wonderful.
I handle all the bookings and, but if someone wants to rock up on the day because they haven't had a chance to call me, that's fine too.
No problems. And all that information is also on our website, cfmtaz.com.au. Karen Beattie, thank you so much for joining us today, and we can't wait to get some fellow peeps out there to the writer's workshop.
Awesome. Thanks so much for calling.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yeah, good morning. Ari's been running the desk today, and not only that, she's also been taking my role of being the one in here flush, and your cheeks are red.
Oh, I'm a little bit warm. I don't have a heat rash, but I'm a little bit warm tonight. See? I'm probably nervous, so I'm a bit hotter than usual.
See what happens when you run that desk? You run hot.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you feel cool over there next to the window?
I'm loving it. Yeah.
The sun is coming through. You're going to get burnt. Make sure you put that sunscreen on.
Yeah, slip, slop, slap.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I have completed an entire day, Adam, of panelling the desk.
You've been
running
the show. Pressing those buttons like a pro, mate.
Thank you. I'm so proud of myself doing something a little bit different today.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself because I really taught you everything I know. So.
Yeah, I know. You actually did. Thank you for that. Appreciate you, Adam.
Thanks.
So happy Wednesday. Have a phenomenal day. What do you got planned for this afternoon?
Nothing. I'll probably nap, do my 7SD
show.
You
do go... Oh, free plan for that. Drive home with Adam.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to do washing because you already did that.
Yeah, clean. I'm totally clean. What am I going to do? I don't know. I focus on the job, Ari. I haven't even thought about me free time. Probably plan tomorrow's show, mate.
Well, I'm going to go take Santi for a walk and I'm going to be, like, fully prepared for all of the plovers. Like, Sunny's hoodie on, super rugged up just in case they nip me, you know?
Like, because
you
don't,
when they might, you don't know this. What happens if they swoop you and they get you? Like, you got to have thick clothing on.
You know, their feet have spurs that are poisonous and kill you.
Do they actually?
I'm making up crap. But could be true. I don't know.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
Hope you enjoyed it. As you can see, Ari didn't do too bad.
Didn't do too bad. Oh, hashtag proud.
Can I say, though, secretly, there were a couple of calls that came through during the show that we ignored because Ari couldn't handle it.
I am so sorry if you were calling, but I was like, I can't do it.
Call tomorrow. I got you.
Yeah, call back tomorrow, 1-300-655-922, and Adam will sort it out on the desk.
See you then. See you
tomorrow. Adios. What is it? Bidding you adieu.
Bidding you free stuff.